Philip Sample PLS D Georgian Q. Today's date is 01/08/2022. Dictation is 4. Gregory Wills. Wills spells W-I-L-L-I-S. Willis spells W-I-L-L-I-S. Gregory spells G-R-E-G-O-R-Y. Date of birth is 06/30/1965. This is a 56-year-old gentleman here to reestablish care for his chronic medical issues, period. Next paragraph. Patient has a history of hypertension, which is not well controlled. He indicated that he has not taken his medication for a while, open quote, close quote. He said he can't remember the last time he took his medication, period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. Patient reports penile discharge. He endorses unprotected sex recently with a new partner, period. Next paragraph. Denies nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea. Denies headache. Denies blurred vision or double vision, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history. Past surgical history. Social history. Medication allergies. Family history. And surgical history were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. He's alert, oriented, obese gentleman. In no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% at room air. Blood pressure is 237 over 136. The repeat blood pressure is 217 over 117. Next paragraph. Pulse 98. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.9. Next paragraph. GU exam. There's a clear, whitish, clear, milky discharge from his penis. No testicular discomfort. No testicular pain to palpation. Negative friend sign. Next paragraph, H-E-N-T, normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented time 3, cranial nerves 2 to 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is urethritis. Assessment number 2, fatty liver. Number 3, obesity. Number 4, hypertension, poorly controlled. Number 6, CVA, cerebrovascular accident. Number 5, acute rhinitis, period. Please go back to physical exam and include nose, clear discharge, congested, erythematous and edematous turbinates, period. Now back to plan. Patients, today we did the following for this patient. 1, lab work were done. Lab work includes CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C, testosterone level, PSA level, T3, T4, TSH, vitamin D levels, gonorrhea and chlamydia via urine. He was given an injection of Rocephin, 500 milligrams IM, clinic. After injection, he was observed in a clinic for approximately 20 to 30 minutes. Then re-evaluated, he reports no side effects from the medication, period. Next paragraph, an ultrasound was done today of all organ systems. Considering patient has elevated blood pressure and these numbers are significant and they can cause damage to his organs, ultrasound was done to assess his organ status. It reveals a fatty liver, all other systems in the abdomen and pelvic were normal. Next paragraph. Patient's medication were refilled and new medication added as follows. Viagra 100 milligrams, 1 PO, half an hour to 4 hours prior to intercourse. Number 30, next medication, lisinopril, 40 milligrams, 1 pill daily for 9 days. Number 90, next medication, warfarin, 7.5 milligrams, 2 tabs, pill daily for 90 days. Number 180, next medication, nifedipine, 19 milligrams, 1 pill daily for 90 days. Number 90, next medication, clonidine, 8 cl. 0.2 milligrams, 1 pill TID for 90 days. Next medication, Zolpidem. Zolpidem, 12.5 milligrams, 1 pill QHS for 30. Number 30, there it is. Number 30, next paragraph. Patient was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. He was advised that as soon as the labs are back, we will call him for a discussion if any is significant. End of dictation.